Welcome to On My Walk. We're capturing some of those aha moments from reading and learning to apply them to our life and our leadership. Well, I'm almost finished with Greg McKeown's Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. But this is not a book that I'm going to put up on my shelf, forget about it, and just watch it grow distant in my rearview mirror. There is so much here that's not letting me go, and so much that I have to process and apply to my life. Like my aha moment for today, which is this: learn to edit your life. And what I'm going to share with you comes from chapter 13, Edit, The Invisible Art. And I say this so you can retrieve it and study it. You know, when I first picked up McKeown's book, I got the concept in the first chapter. Be selective. Do only those things that are essential. Is this the very most important thing I should be doing with my time and resources right now? Less is better. And while I understood the concept, I didn't fully understand it, nor know how to fully apply it. And that's what Greg does throughout his book, which is why it's not enough to read the first chapter, and it's not enough to listen to a podcast. Pick up the book, and you can get the link to it at our site, onmywalk.com. But for now, let's talk about editing our lives. And when I opened up this chapter, the piece that really interested me so much is that Greg McKeown introduced me to Michael Kahn, who has 8 Academy Award nominations for film editing and 3 wins to his credit. And what I didn't know about film editing, which is pretty much everything, but this one thing I didn't know, is he writes that since 1981, not a single film has won Best Picture without at least being nominated for film editing. In fact, catch this, in about 2/3 of the cases, the movie nominated for film editing has gone on to win Best Picture. That's really interesting. And McKeown writes, clearly, editing, which involves the strict elimination of the trivial, unimportant, or irrelevant, is an essentialist craft. What makes a good editor? They eliminate everything but the elements that absolutely need to be there. And then McKeown talks about Jack Dorsey, who is the creator of Twitter and also the CEO of Square, the mobile payment processing company, who refers to himself as the chief editor of the company. And that phrase resonated with me as the senior pastor of our church. Dorsey said, "By editor, I mean there are 1,000 things we could be doing, but there are only 1 or 2 things that are important." And in his role as the chief editor of his company, his job is to keep their organization on task with those 1 or 2 things that are absolutely important. So listen as McKeown talks a little bit more about editing.
An editor is not merely someone who says no to things. A 3-year-old can do that. Nor does an editor simply eliminate. In fact, in a way, an editor actually adds. What I mean is that a good editor is someone who uses deliberate subtraction to actually add life to the ideas, setting, plot, and characters. Likewise in life, disciplined editing can help add to your level of contribution. It increases your ability to focus on and give energy to the things that really matter. It lends the most meaningful relationships and activities more space to blossom. Editing aids the effortless execution of the essentialist by removing anything distracting or unnecessary or awkward. Or as one book editor put it, "My job is to make life as effortless as possible for the reader. The goal is to help the reader have the clearest possible understanding of the most important message or takeaway."
That is so good. Now, he's going to point out that, of course, editing always involves trade-offs. And because it involves trade-offs, it's going to be painful. In other words, it's painful to cut something out of my life, but what he's going to note is that every cut ultimately is going to produce joy. And as I think about the pain part in my life, I think about my Life magazines. I love to look through old Life magazines, particularly for automobile advertisement. And part of the reason I do this is because when you go way back into Life magazines and Look and other older magazines, the advertisement is often not simply a picture, it's actually art. And I love to do it because the artwork is beautiful, but I also do it because secretly I'm harboring aspirations at some point in time in my life to sell some of those art pieces on my Car Safari website, the site where I chronicle my love for automotive hot rodding and traveling the back roads of America. But I've come to realize, particularly after listening to McEwen and reading these pages, is I don't have the time to devote to skimming magazines for that purpose. It's not in line with my core work, which is helping leaders to maximize and multiply their one and only life for God's glory. And as much as I enjoy the practice of skimming through magazines, and I love to look at the artwork, and even though I have many such magazines, some 60 and 80 years old, I've come to realize I need to cut it. Editing always involves trade-offs. Now, Greg McEwen takes more time to write about this and how to edit life in chapter 13, so I'd encourage you to pick it up, read it, process it, and apply it. As the famed novelist Stephen King notes, to write is human, to edit is divine. Now, I wouldn't go that far, but what I would say is that editing life is one way to experience the better life that I think God has for us. And when I think about this, I think about the Apostle Paul who said, "This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Paul didn't say, "These 10 things I do, but this one thing I do." And if I want to add to my life's contribution, and you want to add to your life's contribution, then we need to learn to edit our lives. So let me ask you, what do you need to cut? What do you need to edit out of your life in order to experience a better life, in order to experience more joy, even though the initial cut might be painful? Well, editing your life. That's my thought on my walk with Greg McEwen and Essentialism, the disciplined pursuit of less. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.